You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Click here for a new mystery.
What are you actually doing to find him?
Everything we possibly can.
And it's time for a late night double feature show.
Something weird is going on here, and I want to know what it is.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, August 25th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. After many, many delays, James Bond's latest adventure, No Time to Die, is finally poised to hit theaters in October. During an MGM United Artists presentation at CinemaCon this week, MGM's Michael DeLuca and Pamela Abdi drove home this point, making clear that the studio was holding firm to its planned October 8th release date. Brandon Routh will star in Netflix's animated series Magic: The Gathering, based on the fantasy world of the tabletop trading card game. He'll be voicing warrior mage Gideon, a popular character from Magic canon. Gideon is described as fiercely loyal, unyielding, just, and charismatic in the official Wizards of the Coast character bio. It's a Saturday Night Live reunion just in time for the holidays. Maya Rudolph and Andy Samberg are hosting Peacock's Baking It competition series, produced by their fellow SNL alum Amy Poehler, who hosts Baking It's sister series Making It. Across 6 episodes of Baking It, 8 teams of 2 will join Rudolph and Samberg in Maya and Andy's winter cabin to celebrate holiday food traditions, both savory and sweet. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com.
Number 3.
Now, our lips are unsealed about today's number 3 pick, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. After last week's Christmas party, tonight's episode brings another celebration as Erica and Lisa help Kyle celebrate her birthday. But once again, the festivities are short-lived when Erica shares more information about her marriage. Erica's situation is continuing to fuel plenty of drama on screen, even if it's just tangentially related. Here's a clip from tonight's episode.
It's a holiday party.
Yeah.
Erica walks in and she's like a shell of herself.
Hi, honey. Thank you for being here.
Of course. Thank you for having me. Are you kidding me? I'm a little radioactive these days.
Didn't seem the night to pounce on her.
I don't disagree. I mean, but I don't think any night is.
You know, actually, it's funny because I've felt in the last few months, Garcelle has made like little jabs at me.
Garcelle's coming after me.
And now it's starting to feel like it's happening oh too often.
She's long-winded. Should you give her a timer?
We
oh my God, Doree. You will never take her side.
Who?
Sutton.
It's ridiculous.
You would never take her side.
No one is looking to
no one
pry into. I understand.
That's not what you
and
said
I think
the
anyone,
other night.
I think anyone.
That's not what
will
you
understand.
Said the other night. That's not what you said the other night.
Let me finish. And it's starting to piss me off.
Well, as Jody Walker wrote in last week's recap for EW, though, Garcelle can't help but stay on Dorit's ass when Dorit is constantly exposing it. Well said. And tensions between the ladies will come to a head this week at a launch party for Lisa's lip line, leaving the glossy gathering in need of a touch-up. It all begins tonight at 8 on Bravo.
Number 2.
You will never believe what today's number 2 pick is. Click to find out. Or actually, all right, we'll just tell you. It's the new Netflix thriller, Clickbait. Adrien Grenier stars as Nick Brewer, a loving father, husband, and brother who one day mysteriously disappears. A video then appears online with a badly beaten Nick holding a card that says, quote, "I abuse women. At 5 million views, I die." So, is it a confession, a threat, both, perhaps? As Nick's sister and wife rush to find and save him, they uncover a side of him they didn't know existed. One that speaks to the growing divide between our virtual and real-life selves. Here's a preview.
Why is this happening? What was his mental state when you last saw him?
What are you actually doing to find him?
Everything we possibly can.
Everyone is chasing a Nick Brewer story. So what's your angle?
If you don't find a missing person in the first 48 hours, the chances of finding them alive drops by 50%.
There's a new video. It's worse.
Clickbait also stars Zoe Kazan as Nick's sister Pia and Betty Gabriel as his wife Sophie. But Grenier is at the center of the show and his performance holds it together. The Entourage star recently spoke to EW's Sidney Buxbaum about why he wanted to do the series.
The agent said to me, I clicked, took a look at it. I said, yes, please. Great cast? Sure. Great script? Absolutely. And this was even before I knew how it was going to end. So they only had a few episodes written. And so during the filming, I didn't even know who had done it. Did I do it? Am I the guy? I feel like I'm the guy. But, just keep in mind that, in thrillers, the twists and turns aren't always what you expect. Wink, wink.
Oh, well, that is intriguing. You can find out who done it right now if you so desire. All of Clickbait's 8 episodes are currently streaming on Netflix. Trivia. It's trivia time. Before starring on Entourage, Adrien Grenier played a member of an entourage. With what Oscar-winning actor as the movie star character? Brad Pitt, Jamie Foxx, or Leonardo DiCaprio? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. The Emmys are less than a month away, and for the latest episode of EW's The Awardist podcast, we welcome all of the Emmy-nominated actors of HBO's Lovecraft Country, Jonathan Majors, Journey Smollett, Michael K. Williams, Courtney B. Vance, and Anjanue Ellis. Among the many things they discuss about this ambitious series that explores monsters both real and supernatural was, of course, all of those Emmy nominations and some really interesting expletive filled nomination day reactions, but also the complexities and depth of these characters. Jonathan and Journey's characters, Atticus and Letty, set out at the top of the series to find Michael's character, Montrose, who happens to be Atticus's father. Here's EW executive editor Patrick Gomez asking Michael about the secrets we learn along the way about Montrose.
Michael, your character has some pretty big reveals about himself, and he internalizes a lot of stuff throughout the course of the series. How much of that did you know 100% going in, and how much was discovered as the process continued in terms of shooting the series?
We had gotten, this was a process that I wasn't used to with my previous jobs on television series. We had gotten all 10 scripts at the top of the day, and that was foreign to me. And to have a show this dense with storyline, I had stopped reading after episode 5. I said, okay, I've digested as much as my little brain could handle. And by the time we got to 7 and 8, it started to trip me up personally. I'm familiar, as I guess most adults are, about trauma that we have from our own personal bad choices or bad situations, unfortunate things that happened to us. We know about that. What I was unaware of is the blood trauma. I thank God that I had this crew of people, Jonathan, Journey, Ajinu, Wumi, Courtney to hold my hand and get me through. But when we meet Montrose, he's so severely traumatized. You know, he survived the Tulsa massacre. And then they moved to the south side of Chicago, which is like a war zone within itself. With all that outside pressure and outside noise, and then coupled with the internal stuff from our community, you know, us as Black men, as Black people specifically, but particularly Black men, we are told what a Black man looks like. What is the example of a man with, you know, weakness, softness, sensitivity, those things or non-traditional sexual experiences are not celebrated in the Black community. So Montrose was, you know, given this book of stereotypes of what a man should look like. You know, we have children, we have sons, we raise our sons, and, you know, and it crippled him. And some of that unpacking, it kind of stirs something in me, and like Journey's extremely cathartic.
Gotta say, his performance truly is a must-see. All of them. And you can see it. All of Lovecraft Country is available to stream on HBO Max. And you can check out that full episode of The Awardist wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Number one.
And now, today's number one pick comes from outer space. American Horror Story double feature. The FX series is finally back for its 10th season, and as the title suggests, it will be split into two parts, with the first, Red Tide, kicking off tonight. Finn Wittrock stars as a screenwriter who moves his pregnant wife, played by Lily Robb, and musician daughter to the seaside town of Provincetown, Massachusetts, in hopes of curing his writer's block. But there are a lot of kooky characters out and about, warning that the inspiration P-Town magically provides comes at a price. Might it have something to do with all the sharp-toothed monsters in shoulder pads walking about? Seems like a safe bet. Here's a preview.
I've been coming out here to write for a few years now. This place inspires us.
I could really use some of the inspiration you guys have on tap. I'm facing some serious writer's block.
That won't last long. Trust me.
Something weird is going on here, and I want to know what it is.
There's nothing more addictive than success. You tasted it now. You're never going to be able to live without it.
Now, that's what you call ominous. And that's AHS alum Frances Conroy returning for her 8th season. The cast for this go-round also includes Evan Peters, Sarah Paulson, Angelica Ross, and franchise newcomer Macaulay Culkin. Here's EW's Nick Romano from our What to Watch video series on what he expects from the cast this season.
I think, you know, I'm looking most forward to seeing Macaulay Culkin. Yes, he's the newcomer, so he's sort of like the shiny new face on the block. But I also feel like he's kind of got that element of just crazy that fits so perfectly into like the absurdist world of Ryan Murphy. Like, I feel Ryan would be like, have like a crazy, I don't know, sex scene with Kathy Bates, which we're told is actually happening in part one of this season. And I'm sure he's like, yeah, let's do this.
Much to look forward to in the episodes ahead. But first, American Horror Story double feature begins with a 2-hour premiere starting tonight at 10 on FX. And now the answer to today's trivia question. Before starring on Entourage, Adrien Grenier played a member of an entourage with what Oscar-winning actor as the movie star character? Brad Pitt, Jamie Foxx, or Leonardo DiCaprio? The answer is Leonardo DiCaprio, who played the actor Brandon Darrow in the 1998 flop Celebrity. Grenier, John Dumanian, and another future Oscar winner, Sam Rockwell, played his entourage. Well, that is gonna do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmull and Carly Usden.